What's up, people? This is Houston Clark with Philosophy in My Sweet Roll. We're back here in the home of Eric Patterson, a good friend here in Nashville. And we have a very hot topic, you might say. Some might say it's so hot it could explode. It is full of fumes. However you want to say it, we're talking about farts. We got a lot of good things to say. It came to me... y'all, there are certain things that just, they fascinate me, Eric. Like, here's what fascinated me was, I'm like, I fart. I'm assuming other people fart too. I've heard a lot of people fart, and I find farts really funny. But what do my parents and what do my friends and other respectable human beings say? Hey, grow up. Or like, dude, that's not funny. Or as somebody in my family, I won't say who, claims that somebody else in the family doesn't fart, that ain't true. So I'm like, why are we lying to ourselves? And like, why, if farts are so funny, do people not like freaking laugh at them? Like, case in point, I was in McKay's used bookstore a couple days ago, and I was walking by this family, and this dad freaking ripped this massive fart. It was like, I mean, it was so profound. I was like, did I just get hit by? I mean, something must have hit me. And but I didn't laugh, and I should have turned and given him a high five and said that was hilarious, and just joined in the laughter that his kids were laughing. But I chose not to. Mm-hmm. So it's this weird kind of thing. But anyway, so I just feel like we need to talk about farts. We need to learn about them. You know, why it's so taboo. And anyway, but tell us more about. Do you think farts are funny, or what do you think about farts?
Yeah, I think they're hilarious. We were just watching a video here from Britain's Got Talent, and it was a guy called Mr. Methane. And yeah, he was farting to a piece of classical music.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we were dying.
We were dying.
It was hilarious.
We'll link it so you can see it.
Yeah, we'll link it in the podcast. But
let me ask you this. What was your farting experience growing up? Like, we're tell us about, get me family dynamics, and you can leave out names and maybe you know, whatever, but you know, were you a big farter? Did you find them funny? Did you like turn a point where you're like, this isn't cool anymore? Like, tell us about your growing up, you know,
experience. Yeah, no, my whole family thinks they're hilarious. Yes. So there's, yeah, there, we don't really discriminate.
That's good
No, but I mean, I think I was just thinking about this. It seems to me that, like, so obviously farts smell bad.
Right.
And I think the thing about our society, especially in the U.S., is we pretty much try and stamp out anything that smells bad. So bad smells are, like, non-existent.
Yep.
I mean, unless you drive by like a sewer or like you're in a porta potty, and even then, I mean, you don't want to be there because it smells so bad.
Right.
But we've become accustomed to not being around things that smell bad. I mean, we put deodorant on, damask ours, we put cologne, perfume,
toothpaste.
Fluoride. Mouthwash. All that. We chew gum.
Yes.
I mean, some people, I know my sister has little, an air thing in her car.
Yes.
We have candles in our houses that smell good. Yes. All the fragrance industry is, I mean, billions of dollars.
Dude.
So I think that is a huge reason as to why farts are like taboo these days. Now, I don't know the history of that, and I feel like that'd be a very
we need to look into that
peculiar thing. We might do a history of farts
for sure
in the future,
for sure.
But I feel like it's a very peculiar history, something that I don't know what type of individual research is that, but I think that'd be funny.
That'd be awesome. Okay, that's actually a good point. I don't know if you've heard this, but was it fluoride or toothpaste? There was something that, like, there was a massive campaign, a marketing campaign from a company. I want to say it was, we'll say it was mouthwash.
Yeah.
But that became, bad breath. Mm-hmm. Sometime in the 20th century, I need to look it up. In fact, you want to pull up another tab and look
up, do that.
Like, when did bad breath become bad, maybe? Or something like that. Just, like, look, because there was a company that made it, like, socially...
unacceptable to have bad breath. And so then they profited off of that because it's like, oh, I don't want to have bad breath. Here, this is what you need to fix that. But up until that point, it wasn't that big of a deal. So, you know, it's interesting thinking about what changed that and who kind of jumped on that. Mm. But, yeah, let's see what you can find.
Let's see. Ancient Egyptians appear to have invented breath mints some 3,000 years ago.
Wow.
Frankincense, myrrh, cinnamon.
Oh, yeah.
Mixed with honey that can be chewed or sucked.
Huh.
The Chinese invented the first bristle toothbrushes.
Wow.
And Babylonians tried to brush their bad breath away with twigs.
Okay.
So.
Hey, that's what they had at that point.
Yeah.
Makes sense. And this is by Smithsonian. Heck yeah. So yeah. It's legit.
Listerine.
Yeah.
Let's see. He, well.
Is that a guy?
Yeah.
What's his name?
It's talking to Listerineer Gerard Barnes Lambert and his younger brother Marion. We're brainstorming which of Listerine's many uses might become its primary selling point. Gerard later recalled in his autobiography asking the company chemist about bad breath. Quote, he excused himself for a moment and came back with a big book of newspaper clippings. He sat in a chair and I stood looking over his shoulder. He thumbed through an immense book. He writes, here it is, Gerard. It says in this clipping from the British Lancet that in cases of halitosis... Halitosis is the medical term for bad breath. It appears that Lambert began leveraging the term as a widespread and truly disgusting medical condition.
Oh, interesting.
One that destroyed exploits in love, business, and general social acceptance.
We found it.
So there it is.
So, and what's the dude's name? Lambert?
Listerine Air Gerard Barnes Lambert.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm.
So the dude's name, and this is in 1923.
The halitosis campaign capitalized on several wider trends at the time. One was growing awareness and fear of germs and how they spread.
Oh my gosh.
Totally makes sense.
Dude.
Totally makes sense.
Wait, when did I had this. There's so much that needs to be discovered.
Yeah.
When did germ theory become like a big deal? Like I know that was a huge thing that reason for your condition. Like what was I reading? I was reading something about the Panama Canal. Mm-hmm. I read a book about the history of the Panama Canal by David McCullough. Super great book. The Path Between the Seas is what it's called. If you want to read it, and it was talking about when the first time they started. The whole process got started in the 1870s, and then eventually the French ran out of money, and they took some time off. The Americans came back and helped to finance it, and so the French are always, I'm assuming, hurt, and I think rightly so, because the Americans got the credit for finishing it, even though the French put a lot of time into it. And so the camps in Panama, they were such bad conditions, with mosquitoes, yellow fever, malaria. It was rampant. And so somebody noticed, they realized that the reason, you could actually control this, and they figured out that there was a mosquito that seemed to contribute to more cases, because in the hospitals there was mosquitoes everywhere. They were just thinking, oh, it's just a nuisance.
Yeah.
But no, they were actually carrying it. And so they figured out it was in the blood that it was being transported. So once they figured that out, they put up those nets and they killed off all the mosquitoes, and that significantly decreased. But I don't know if that was the advent of the germ theory, but you're sick because of something outside of you. You don't just happen to get sick because of something. Sure. So if this is then linked to it, I feel like you're playing on people's fear.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's things are going on. So that makes sense. Okay, anyway, we got off on a tangent. We're still talking about farts and bad breath. Let me ask you this. What was your parents' reaction to farts? Did they, publicly in front of family and friends discourage you and your siblings from farting?
Uh-huh.
How did they, what was their influence on your understanding of farts?
We're pretty polite about it. We don't walk into a room and fart. Although that would be hilarious. It would be very funny in my opinion. I'm just not brave enough to do so. Just farting around the house, after dinner.
Yes.
This should be a good time to say that beans.
Yes.
Beans do actually make you fart.
Yes.
There is something that our intestines cannot break down.
Huh.
And then bacteria starts eating it up in our gut. And it creates the, I think it's, it's that rotten egg.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, so, yeah, and it was just like, it was just funny.
Yeah.
I mean, my parents would get mad at me because, like, farts do smell bad,
right.
And they are disgusting. I mean, they are disgusting. We're not trying to say that farts aren't disgusting,
right.
But the louder a fart, I think the more funnier.
Hands down.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what was your favorite fart? Like, describe, you want it really loud?
Yeah.
You want it juicy? You want that, it,
mine nice is, and... my ideal fart would be just, like, a really loud, annoying fart.
Give us an example. Like, do it with your mouth.
Oh, with my mouth?
Trying, yeah.
I always like doing it on my arm.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, good. I like these.
I don't know if I can do anymore. Something like that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's got some force behind it.
Yeah, it got some force.
Okay.
Yeah, something that, like, you can feel it being released.
Oh.
Also, honestly, the worst is when you hold in farts and you get that gut pain. And that's actually, not joking here, that's actually dangerous.
Why so?
Yeah, well, I think it's just all the buildup of the, of, like, the gases in your stomach. Like, there's a reason we fart. There's a reason our body releases these gases is because they're not supposed to be held into our stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's not like just something weird our body does.
Right.
Like, there's obviously a reason for every bodily process.
Okay, see, that's a good point. That's where I take offense, or not take offense. I'm just like, why is it such a big deal? Because it's natural. Like, it happens. And so, like, especially when, I mean, you know, all this talk today about, like, being yourself and being your true self and, like, whatever you feel and talk and, like, whatever, let that come out. Well, how's the fart different? Like, why are you telling me I can't fart if this is what my body's telling me? I don't have any control over it. I mean, did you click a button to begin the fart process? Like, you know, I mean, maybe you ate something you knew would upset your stomach.
True.
And that's fair, too. I hope I've done that before because that's kind of funny. But it's like, and it just kind of comes out. It's like natural. Let me ask you this. Can you think of a particular fart moment or experience or a fart either that you let go or that you experienced, be it at school, on the soccer pitch? Mm. That you heard about, when you think of, like, you know, if you're sitting around with the boys sipping a brewski and talking farts, you're going to bring that. This is your fart story. Do you have a fart story in that way?
I don't have a specific fart story. I can tell you that when after a lot of drinking beer, that is definitely a thing. Definitely a thing.
There's a correlation.
Yes, there is. Also, if you eat, like, have you ever been to Fat Mo's?
No, but
it's on 8th.
I know where
it's
it is.
It's just a shack.
But no, I haven't.
It is. If you live in Nashville, it's one of the best burgers.
Okay.
But I will say, it does give you intestinal discomfort.
All right.
And so after that, my body was not liking me.
Yes.
So
many farts.
Many farts.
Okay. And I would say my fart story, I don't think I've told you this, but... So my senior year, shout out to Chester Bedell and Mary Hoy from Wake Forest, go Deeks, dear friends. So we were in the business school. The business school at Wake is a separate building.
Okay.
People dress up and look professional. They're trying to act the part. Makes sense. Great. Well, I had always thought it would be the funniest thing to fart during a presentation, like a legit presentation. And so I had a friend, shout out to Will Hardy, coming in town. He'll be on the program soon this weekend. He had a fart machine that has, you know, 20 different types of farts.
I was going to bring those up.
Yes, yeah. So good. So I said, can I borrow that? And I had a backpack to where you could put it. It would fit on the side in a little mesh bag side. And so, but here was the best part, and I'm so glad I did this, was I knew that, like, I would have a tendency, if I was holding it, I would only do it in... you know, nice situations where, like, it was around friends, so, like, they knew that I was being stupid and they would still like me. But I wanted it to be, like, as authentic as possible. And so I gave the controller that you click to my friend Mary, and I had it in my backpack. So I had no control. And I would go sit in line for Einstein's Bagels. There's, like, 20 people, you know, waiting for food and waiting for their drinks and all that stuff.
No.
And so she would press it there, And of course, I'm like trying to hold it in and pretend, because like, you know, people are not supposed to know that I have this fart machine.
No, yeah.
And so, but they're like looking my way. But it's also, what's the funniest thing, Eric? It's like, when you hear fart, I'm pretty darn sure if I heard what I thought came out of your body as a fart, I would probably look your way, because I'm thinking it's a fart.
Yeah.
You probably knew it came out of your butt, because you can feel it, you're just aware of it, you heard it yourself. And yet, when people hear somebody else fart, we're like, oh, like, I don't want to look that way.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I know what you mean.
It's that weird, like, what the freak? And so I felt people doing that.
Yeah.
Where it's like, they're looking at me. It's like, I should have said, I farted. And then, like, claimed it and seen what people have, how they would have responded. But didn't have it. Anyway, it was really funny because they could, like, stand 10 feet away, press the button, and not be in the middle of it, and see people and just die laughing. So we did that for a bit. But then we're like, let's go better. So there was this big room on the second floor of our business school. It was completely silent, and there was at least 30 people in there, all kind of spread out. And so I went right into the middle of it, and my friends were on the outside of the door. So they probably couldn't hear the sound that well, but they could see people respond when they hit the button. And so I'm sitting in the middle, and I'm just like, I'm in there praying, like, Lord, I'm accepted because of you. It's okay, whatever happens, you know, just knowing at any second it's gonna go, and it's gonna be so loud. And so sure enough, they hit it, and it goes. And I mean, it's just like too obvious. I basically said, I'm so sorry. I basically said, I'm really sorry. And of course, my face goes red, and I get up and walk out. But it was, we just were dying. Dude. Because it was impossible to miss. Yeah. And then the last one was during the presentation, my final presentation of college, Dr. Norris's math business seminar class. We have three blackboards that you can pull down, or whiteboards. And so I pulled two of them down so I could put the fart machine behind one of them. And then I started the presentation, and I had Mary and Chester, who were at the screen kind of directing the presentation, I was like, go for it. And so as I'm presenting to my class of like 25 people, I wasn't that big, hit the button, and I like try to ignore it the first time, but I'm like, you know, kind of like trying not to laugh too hard. And then they do it again, and then we all just like lose it, and the class falls apart, and I'm just like, I'm so sorry. And then, you know, at that point, we just keep going and finish it out. But, I mean, it was so great. I'm so proud of myself that I did that, because I knew that it would be really funny. And, like, here's the thing. I'm fine. I escaped, you know, unscathed. Yeah. People may have thought
it wasn't even real. Stupid.
It wasn't even real.
Yeah.
So, there's my fart story. But, okay, tell us some facts.
Ah, yes.
Or some things that about farts.
Okay, so the smell that I mentioned earlier is hydrogen sulfide.
Okay.
That's, like, the rotten egg smell.
Sure, sure.
Let's see. The ancient, so Roman Emperor Claudius declared that all Roman citizens should be allowed to pass gas whenever necessary.
Oh my.
Props to you. Amen. Props to you, Emperor Claudius.
And what did he, how did he say it?
Whichever, an ancient variant of the modern maxim, wherever you be, let the wind blow free.
Oh, I love that.
And the Japanese, ancient Japanese, apparently held farting contests.
Yes.
To see who could break wind the loudest. And the Greek physician Hippocrates decreed that passing gas is necessary to well-being.
This is amazing.
Which we discussed a little bit earlier.
Oh.
This is actually interesting. I've always been fascinated about relationships and like farting.
Yeah.
And apparently females actually have farts that smell worse than guys.
No, like on average, or they're capable. Or?
Yeah, I think on average, on average, women have worse smelling farts.
No.
Yeah, apparently.
No wonder they want to keep them in.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly. But this professor Paul McDonald from the University of Wolverhampton tags a Sumerian joke from 1900 BC as the world's oldest recorded one-liner joke, and it goes something which has never occurred since time immemorial, a young woman did not fart in her husband's lap.
Wait. So, wait, I don't get it. Hold on.
I don't get the joke. I really don't.
Let's just take it as...
I don't get the joke, but it's basically saying that a young woman has never farted in her husband's lap.
Something which has never occurred since a young woman did not fart in her husband's lap.
Yeah.
And the joke is because that probably does happen? Is that why it's a joke?
I think
okay,
so.
Clearly.
That's what I'm kind of going for.
Okay. I'm just going to put this out there and say that the person I love more than anything in this world
my wife, I don't think this has happened. Maybe it has, and I just wasn't aware of it.
Yeah, it's possible.
But there have been a couple of instances where something smells bad, and, like, I know I didn't fart. And I'm like, I mean, did the cat, like...
Oh, what is this?
Where did it come from? Yeah. So, maybe that's, you know... Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
And apparently Hitler had really bad gas. Huh. He also had many medical conditions, so...
Yeah.
This, I thought was...
No!
Yeah.
We gotta try it.
There are pills that can make your fart smell like chocolate or roses.
No!
A Frenchman apparently became disgusted at a dinner party with friends, and he said, "Our farts were so smelly that we nearly suffocated. Something had to be done."
Oh.
Rather than wine, the proactive fart-fighting inventor developed a pill that renders human flatulence as sweet as roses or seductive... as chocolate, and apparently sells them online.
Okay. That would be amazing.
Yeah. Also, I saw that if you... we should mention this Frenchman.
Yes.
There was a Frenchman who was known as a flatulist.
Huh.
And he performed at Le Moulin Rouge, and he apparently... farted and made sound effects of cannon fire and thunderstorms.
Oh, that's amazing.
And apparently he also played songs on something called an ocarnia through a rubber tube inserted into his butt.
All right.
Yep.
Oh, man. So many things.
Good on him.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Wow.
So termites... actually are the biggest farters on Earth, apparently.
No.
Global emissions of methane due to termites are estimated to be between 2 and 22... I don't know what TG is.
I don't know, something grams.
Yeah. Making the second largest natural resource of methane emissions.
Wow.
I'm going to assume after cattle.
Yes, that's my guess, too. Yeah,
so...
Huh. Wow. This is so incredible.
Yeah, something. Pretty wild. What I was going to say is I saw that if you are diving below, I think it was 33 meters or something, 33, maybe it was 33 feet, but it was, you had to go like a significant distance, but the gas bubbles in your intestines aren't able to form, and it gets caught in your colon.
Oh,
so you're not able to fart after you reach a certain distance underwater.
Really?
I'm going to assume because of like the compression that's happening as you go down.
Yep.
So.
Oh, that's interesting. Because I know that on the surface, I can definitely rip some farts and and nice bubbles.
Mm-hmm. Wonder what it's like in space.
Oh,
that'd be interesting.
I wonder.
I guess it'd be the opposite, but I don't know.
I wonder if they're more prolific. Like, you have to be. Certain depth. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good question. We'll have to see if there's some research on that, maybe.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, there's just so, like, let me just be honest with y'all. Like, farts have been a big part of my growing up. Like, joking about them. I mean, this past week, when Grace and I were with her family, sorry I mentioned their name in this, but hanging out with all of her siblings, like, whether it was us farting or talking about farts or, like, bathroom language. Now, that's another kind of segue.
Potty language.
Mm-hmm. Were you a potty language kind of guy? Was that your way to make it be funny or take it, or was that kind of off limits?
No, I definitely had that phase. I'm thinking, like, I want to say, like, third to fifth or sixth grade.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely a potty language. I feel like most dudes are like that. Yeah. I can't speak for girls, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, dudes...
Did you have a word, a potty word that you would use a lot, like poop or fart, I don't know, or some, or just a phrase or a thing that your parents typically say, like, hey, go.
I've always thought that the word shart is funny.
Dude. since when?
I mean, since the first time I heard it, just... I like that, just that nasty.
Yes.
it's disgusting, but like, I don't know. I just think it's hilarious.
Dude, the shart, I mean, you don't understand. That has become like one of probably my,
hopefully, you know, next to God or Jesus, obviously, hopefully my second utilized word was, I mean, undoubtedly, the shart.
When you shart, though, it's an awful feeling.
Oh, it is. When's the most recent time you sharted?
It's been a couple years.
Have you actually sharted?
I've actually sharted before. Okay. Last time I think it was when I was playing soccer.
No.
And yeah, I think I may have been starting to get sick, but my stomach was really upset.
Oh.
And you just had to do it.
Yep.
You just gotta go.
You sharted yourself while playing.
Yes. Now, luckily, I played goalkeeper, so I wasn't like running, but it was still just a really not cool thing.
Now, define a shart.
It's a mix between a shit and a fart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Therefore, a shart.
Yes.
So, oh man, and I think we can all relate. Whether it was growing up,
I'm sure most people can
last
relate.
Week, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this: when can you tell, like, if you eat something, a particular type of food or an amount or something, do you know it's going to upset your stomach? Like, if you eat too many sweets, like, it's probably going to upset your stomach. It might not lead to farts, maybe it will. But is that a thing for you? Because it's a thing for me.
It definitely is a thing for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What like, usually does it for you? Is it just eating too much of something? What does it for you?
Yeah, eating too much of something. Honestly, as I've started to watch my diet, I've noticed that as I eat more natural things, I don't fart as much.
Huh.
But then when I don't eat that not so great stuff, when I do eat it, it has more of an effect on me. So like when I was eating, like I've been doing pretty well trying to eat healthy, and when I had Fat Mo's the other week, it hit me.
Oh.
It just smacked me. And I was like, okay, this is probably because I don't eat this a lot.
That's right.
And I think, and there's also this gut health thing, which has been, I would say, it's, I don't want to call it a fad, but it kind of is. I think people are starting to understand as dieting progresses on, or I shouldn't say dieting, as eating healthier progresses, there are foods that have probiotics in it, like yogurt, kimchi, which is a Korean fermented cabbage dish. What's that drink called?
Oh,
kombucha.
Yeah.
Kombucha apparently has probiotics in it. So yeah.
Oh,
who knows?
That's fascinating. Okay, wait, there was something that you mentioned that was gonna,
So you said you feel the same way? Like, you can notice when
definitely
you eat certain foods.
It's like, and it's usually, so I'm a sweet, I got a big time sweet tooth. I love eating sweets. If I could eat them all day, I would. But it's usually when I eat too many sweets, like if I have, you know, let's say a cheesecake for dessert for lunch, and then I go and have like an ice cream cone after dinner, after a full meal. But it's like, I want that. Like my ideal is like going out to eat, you know, dinner somewhere and then eating some ice cream somewhere. That's like really fun.
Sure.
They always do it for me. But it's like, if I've had a little too much, or like, I can usually tell it's going to like upset my stomach.
Yeah.
But it doesn't always lead to like a case of the farts. But I'll say this, man, there are what's the right term? Waves of fart. Like, I remember there was like a 2-week stretch. That's too far. Maybe a week stretch where I had the best farts I have ever had. Like, I mean, it was, I had them consistently.
Yeah.
They were full power. Like, they smelled. They were just bad. And I was just laughing. And like, as I was laughing, sometimes it would force out a fart. Like, it was just, it was unreal.
Mm-hmm.
And those come very, very not often. Mm. Very rare. But, okay, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Being an athlete in college, did you ever notice when running or working out that you would fart?
That's actually a really good point.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I just get to the gym, or when we were, like, just starting warming up, I would notice that, like, as I got into warm-ups, I would just start farting.
Really?
Almost as if, like, the running was, like, pushing it out.
Oh, man.
Kind of pushing out, I don't know, the bad.
Yep.
Or just like, kind of the movement.
Yep.
Kind of loosening up your body.
Yep.
So I definitely noticed that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, so I ran cross country in high school.
Yeah.
And, you don't understand. There was this one friend of mine, D-Mac, we'll call him, and without a doubt, like, there would always be at some point on the run, I'd typically be running near him, usually behind him, I guess, in this case, and he would just have this long string of farts. Like, it would just be like each step.
And no, that's how mine work. Yes, they would just come out.
It was in rhythm.
It was.
And so sometimes it'll happen to me when I'm running.
Yeah.
And it usually they're not as loud. They're just kind of like they're slow and steady.
Slow release.
But it's like holy smokes. and so yeah, I definitely would say there's something about another thing. Have you ever pooped in the woods?
No, I actually really? Haven't.
What do you think about that?
I think it'd be liberating.
Yes.
Very liberating. Yes, yes. No, I've been camping before, but there was like an outhouse. It's basically like a hole in the ground, right. But it wasn't in the wild.
Right. And you had toilet paper.
We did have toilet paper. Okay. Yep. Yep. No, I haven't. I've never pooped in the wild.
Quick shout out to my friend Carter Ellis from high school. He wrote his first essay or something in high school, his ninth grade year, got an A on it about three different positions for pooping in the woods because he loved it so much.
Wow, I've always wondered what the best position is.
So you need to try. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't say I'm a veteran maybe compared to most. Okay. I mean, there's like a lot of people that know how to do it better and for sure. You know, done it more. But like one of the favorite things in the whole wide world is on a camping trip or like out in the woods with the boys.
Mm-hmm.
To go find a spot, like the ideal spot, like the crook of two trees meeting, or a rock, or something, and a beautiful view, and you just let it go, man. Oh, it's wonderful. And then you use leaves to you know, clean up. And
just make sure you don't use poison ivy.
That's right. That's right. Yep. Thankfully, haven't had that happen, but I know of cases where that's been the case.
I can only imagine that would just be an absolute nightmare.
Bad news. So, yeah. But it... I mean, it's just, you know, talk about pooping and farting. No, it's just fun. Yeah. Okay, let me ask you this. We're going to make some generalizations that maybe offend some people. Here we go. I think it's fair to say that when I think of fart, I think it has a masculine gender. Mm. In the sense that, like, you assume that guys are weird and, like, potty mouths and, like, farting and stuff. Like, is that a fair assessment?
I would agree with that, yes. I feel like, I do think that farting has a masculine tinge to it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you think that girls feel left out ever because like this is our thing? Or do you that's actually a real question.
Yeah.
Do you
think that's a really good question?
No, it really is. Yeah. I mean, do you think that girls want to like let themselves go and just, you know, rip a good fart and laugh with the boys and you know, just live it up? Or do you think they find it as disgusting as they say?
I'm gonna say like most men, they find it funny amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I know I dread farting in front of females.
Yes, yes. Have you ever done it?
Yes, I have. I've never been proven though.
Yes, yes, yes.
Did
the girl acknowledge it?
Or no, no.
So was it loud enough to where you knew she probably heard it?
No, it wasn't. It was like, it was one of the silent ones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's just like, you let it go.
Just let it go, yeah.
Dude, okay, sometimes what I have to do, and this is my favorite thing, is like, when you're in a place where a fart does not seem to be allowed, but once again, we don't get to control.
No.
It just happens. So, you know, when you're sitting wherever. And so, in one instance, it happens at church a good amount for me.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's, you know, the queen, the sermon, hits me hard, and I'm like, shoot, you know, my life is... you know, now a different thing than I thought, or whatever. But I'll just, like, rip one. And usually I'm good about, you know, keeping it the sound down.
For sure.
But, like, I can't control the smell. And so I'll just let one go. Mm. And it'll you know, waft by me. And it'll hit me. And I'm like, is that the spirit or is that something else? Because it hit me real hard.
Oh, yeah.
And then I always lean over to Grace. I'm like, I'm sorry. And then I'm usually making a comment about the people it's going to hit. Like, going downwind. I'm just like, I feel so bad for the person.
Well, where's like it going to go?
You know, it's like, I actually heard this stat one time. Usually I come back to it. I'm sure there's something to it. That actually farts don't travel as much as you think. Mm. They, at least for the first few seconds after they're released, they stick around the butt, you know, where they're released from.
Yeah.
So they kind of stick close. Mm. So I guess that's helpful if you're trying to identify. It's like, if I smell a fart 10 feet away and you're the one who says that you farted, you know, I don't know if that's actually fair. I don't know.
I mean, I don't think they travel that far because I feel like they, once they hit the air, they kind of disperse.
Yep.
Have you ever seen those videos where they've recorded people on a thermo camera?
No.
Yeah, so they've recorded people on a thermo camera, and when they fart, there's this ejection of... So the thermo camera works, everything's like a blue, And then as things get hotter, they go up, I guess, up the spectrum into, like, orange, yellow, red.
Yeah.
And it's, like, an injection of, like, orange or an injection of, like, red.
Yes. That's
and amazing. Then you can see the people looking around.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's really neat, honestly, is we need to, like, get a recording of that and post it to YouTube so we can, like, show you, yes, people do fart.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny, you mentioned something that I think I might disagree with about the veggie, like, when you eat more naturally, and it, you know, it's probably based on each person's circumstance and what they're eating and their diet and stuff, but I had a friend, next door neighbor, who, he was notorious for the veggie fart. Do you know what the veggie fart is? Or have you heard that term before?
I've never heard.
Okay, so we used it because he ate a lot of natural things, like supernatural.
Uh-huh.
And not supernatural in terms of, like, you know, crazy, weirdo, but, like, just, it was very natural.
Yes.
All natural. And he had the worst farts. We'd be playing Halo, shooting each other up, you know, having a good time laughing and stuff. And then he wouldn't even have to say anything.
We would
catch it and it would smack us. And we were like, Graham, we knew it came from his butt because it smelled, it had that veggie twinge. It was like even nastier than usual.
Was he a vegetarian?
I think he was.
Okay. What I'm going to guess is that he was eating a lot of those kind of bean foods, and I think they're polysaccharides, but they're, but yeah, the foods that our intestine doesn't break down like it should, and so yeah, maybe he was eating a lot of those, and they were just super, super nasty,
dude. That's
which
gotta
would
be
make sense.
Super raunchy.
Yeah,
it was bad news. It was. I mean, once again, it's like something I look forward to, but it was also just, you know. I mean, it was gonna smell bad. Last thing I'll say was I had a roommate in college that was notorious. Like, he literally, I mean, this is what we think. He could stink up a room. Like, he would release it without us telling, and then he would start laughing.
Yeah.
He would fall apart.
Yeah.
We would start laughing, also choking, and just like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, unfortunately, that's all the time we have. Folks, this has been a treat. Eric, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Seriously, always a treat. Oh, we love having you. And so, y'all, I just, these things need to be talked about. Like, these are, you know, legit things, and I'm hoping maybe down the road we can get some people to talk about, like, in some really bad situations in which they release the fart and it just, like, you know, it was in front of their mother-in-law, or maybe it was a girlfriend's mom at that point, but you're hoping that, you know, about to drop the question, or, like, just the worst times, because there's, like, some crazy stuff. But farts are funny, and I want to release you from laughing about, or from not laughing about farts. They're funny, so why not laugh?
They're human.
Absolutely.
Everything farts.
That's right.
But yes.
There you go. They're very natural. They're supposed to happen.
Yep.
And in the words of the Roman emperor, what was the, wherever you
Claudius,
are.
I think
yes, Claudius. Claudius. I'm going to let you sound off with that quote.
In the words of the Roman Emperor Claudius, all Roman citizens should be allowed to pass gas whenever necessary.
Amen and amen. Talk to you later.